أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the disbelievers that Allah has the power to snatch away and to take away from them the ability to see and to completely wipe out their eyes. Allah warned them that Allah has the ability to transform them and to completely disfigure their forms into something totally different while they are seated on their spots or their locations, while they are found in their homes and in their marketplaces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could do that at any time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of insan, and the person whom Allah has given an advanced and a extended lifespan, how we find that towards the end of his life and during old age, he once again becomes like a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, return his situation upside down as the way he was during childhood. One of the common objections that the mushrikeen had made against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or an accusation rather, was they had referred to him as a sha'ir. Sha'ir means a poet. Because the eloquence of the Qur'an was so profound, and the language of the Qur'an was of such a good quality and of such a high standard. So the only line that they could forge against him was that he is certainly a poet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this accusation of theirs in ayah number 69 of Surah Yasin. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرِ Allah says, we did not teach him poetry. This is not poetry. We did not teach him poetry. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ Nor is it befitting for him to learn poetry. This is something far, far beyond that of poetry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we did not teach him poetry, nor is it befitting of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn poetry and to say poems. In huwa illa dhikr. This is nothing but a reminder. The Quran, one of the names given to the Quran is that it is a reminder. It reminds us of our obligations to Allah. It reminds us of the objective of our life. It reminds us that there is life after death. It reminds us of Akhirah. It reminds us of the reality of Jannah and Jahannam. So it is a dhikr. It is no more than a reminder. Wa Qur'an mubin. And it is a clear and manifest Qur'an. لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا The Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that with it and through it he may warn the one who has life. Man kana hayyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the one who has iman and the one who accepts the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as one who has life. And only if that person has life within him will this Quran be of benefit to that person. You have a person who is dead. In the literal meaning, a person is dead, completely dead. His soul has left his body. Regardless of what you try and do to that person, it will be of no benefit. Feed that person will be of no benefit. Provide medication for that person will be of absolutely no benefit. So in a similar way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one whose heart is dead, completely dead, he has allowed his heart to die, and he has done nothing to revive the heart or to keep the heart alive. Then the Qur'an, you can read how much of the Qur'an you want to that person. Nothing will happen to that person. The heart is dead. He has allowed his heart to reach that point where there is no life left in it. Allah said, the Qur'an, through it, the one is warned who has life. وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ Allah said, and the decision of Allah has been established against the disbelievers. The decision of Allah, Allah reminds us of what He said earlier. Earlier, right in the beginning of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the decision of Allah has been passed against most of them. Most of them will not bring iman, most of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already passed a sentence or a decision, and a decree has been taken that they will not bring iman and that their hearts have been sealed. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now once again asks insan to study and to look and to ponder over the creations of Allah. Allah says, do they not consider? أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا. We have created for them. We have created for them such things that came into existence through our power. Allah uses aidi, which means hand, but obviously it doesn't mean in a literal sense. Obviously it means a figurative expression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not consider, we created for them such things that we have made through our power. What are those things? An'am. Allah says, look at the cattle, livestock, animals. This is one example. فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. They become the owners of these animals. They did not bring the animals into existence. Allah said, we brought it into existence. We created through our power and through our qudrat. فَهُمْ, but they, then لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. They then become the owners of these animals and the livestock. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. Allah says, and then we made these animals subservient to them. Think about the animal. Sometimes the animal is far more powerful than the owner. The animal is stronger than the owner. The animal, the horse, for example, or the bull, or the cow, far more stronger than the owner. And it has far more power than the owner. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made the animal subservient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the animal obedient to the owner. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ. Allah says, we made these animals subservient to them. فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ. Some of these animals, they ride them. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. And some of these animals, they eat these animals. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to ponder over the benefits that are derived from these animals. And these animals. So one is they are used as modes of transport. Some of them are used, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for us to derive benefit from them in a sense that we eat from them. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ. Allah says, and in these animals, in the cattle, in the livestock, there are many other benefits for them. Our clothing very often comes from these animals. And many other things are derived from the animal that we benefit from them. وَمَشَارِبُ. And their drinks. The drinks come from these animals, the milk that we have. And today, how many products, dairy products, are made from what comes from the animal? Our cheese, our milk, our yogurt, and different things. There are so many things, so many different types of cheese, so many different types of yogurt, so many different types of spread that we have out there. Think and consider all of that coming from that one animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Do they not give thanks to Allah? Will they not appreciate? This is just one bounty, one ni'mah, and one favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. May Allah grant us the understanding.